Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
The Aleut community of St. Paul Island Tribal Government, the St. Paul School, and the National Marine Fisheries Service recently hosted its third annual Bering Sea Days. In the Pribilof Island community of St. Paul, students were able to learn about marine science and related careers by working with visiting experts and doing hands-on projects. One of those projects took four teenagers and turned them into archaeologists for a couple of days. They excavated a baby killer whale skeleton from a sandy beach. It had been buried there 2 years before. Mike Etnayer is a zooarchaeologist with Western Washington University and worked with the students on the Orca excavation project.
As they got more and more involved in it, they really developed, I think, a sense of ownership and a real sense of pride for, wow, look at what we were able to do. I mean, they got the bones that were there, they recovered all of them and have every single thing labeled and very carefully laid out and in order so that when the time comes to stick the skeleton back together again, they'll know where the pieces go.
Mike had told us that there was not a whole bunch of people who had actually had an opportunity to dig up a killer whale.
That's high school junior Feofania Rukavishnikov.
This was a really great experience because not a whole lot of people have got to do it.
Feofania was one of the student excavators, along with classmates Robert Malovidov, Kirk Mandragon, and Naomi Edenshaw. Robert and Kirk will be among the students who will put the cleaned skeleton back together. The plan is to display it at the St. Paul School. I am Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.